All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Chwai Ange Shachlach from the Intlakepmuk territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show. We have a special interview with my brother from another mother, Dr. Akvan. And we have a special guest in the house with us today, Lady Fahima. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everyone.
Yes, so it's going to be a great show. Our subject is going to be on unification. We have our usual regular co-hosts coming in. We're going to have our brother Wegedesk. We're going to have, our special interview with Dr. Akvan coming. And also, we'll hear from Shkwait Shachlach, my brother, from Gwaishkna, BC. And also, Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. So we have some awesome music coming up also. We have a band called High on Fire. We have an artist with a remix of Mozart, Rock Nardine. We have some Dire Straits, Walk of Life, and that's a remix also. We have Dead Meadow, and if we have time, we'll get to some Ben Woods. So it's going to be a pretty rocking show. We welcome people from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Egypt, from Africa, from India, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, United States and Canada.
Absolutely.
I gotta always remember that. Yeah, so we welcome you all, and thank you for joining us on our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. And just always awesome to have your minds, your hearts, and just your listening skills for us. And we thank you. So we're going to get on with our program here. We're going to play some High on Fire and their song called Burning Down. So we're going to get all energized. We're going to listen to some little bit of doom metal here. We're going to go up and down the scale from right to Mozart.
Wonderful.
So a lot of awesome, cool music coming up. So stay tuned. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy, everyone. High on Fire, Burning Down.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. That was High on Fire and their song Burning Down. Man, what a blast. That was pretty powerful. Really deep, powerful lyrics too.
Yes.
And we have on the line with us, we have our brother Wegedesk. And we're going to thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be connecting with you all. Thank you to all the listeners that are tuning in, everybody in the studio.
Hello, hello.
And making the campus thrive. Thanks so much for having me on, Chief.
Oh, no problem, man. We really appreciate you joining us. And we'd like to ask you, please and thank you, to run us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, bro. My favorite part of life is breathing. Mm. It's so easy and brings us so much nutrients and requirements for our life that I think it's really helpful that we just take a couple seconds here to relax our body, mm-hmm. relax our belly, our shoulders, our jaw, relax your eyes, your head, relax your whole body. Anywhere you've been feeling stressed, this is our time to breathe life into it and then exhale all the stress and just let everything go. So on the count of three, let's do a big inhale through our nose and just fill those lungs up as big as they'll go so that when we let go, everything just gets pushed out and released by its own accord. All right, let's go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. Two more. Thank you. And one more, and on that appreciation, all the way in.
Mm.
Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, Creator. Thank you for everything that you give us.
Beautiful, man. That's awesome, man. It's so wonderful to get those deep breaths and just feel that refreshing air mm-hmm. get into our lungs and fill our blood systems full of that oxygen and get us all fired up and ready for a super awesome show and a super awesome subject. And today we have a subject, and it's on unification. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, unification. I don't hear that word too often, but it definitely reminds me of like kind of like collective group effort, taking a bunch of individual things and maybe tweaking them just a little bit so that they all work together in mm-hmm. harmony a lot better. It's really interesting that you bring this up, because in my life, a major topic has been how individuals operate within an organization or a corporation and a business specifically. And at the foundation of our reality, there are no groups, there are no organizations, there are no companies. There is just each and every single individual making their own individual choice in the individual moment that they're experiencing. And we can consider things like our community, our corporation, our group, whatever that is, but at the end of the day, each individual is just going through the zeros and ones, the crunching of the, am I going left? Am I going right? Am mm-hmm. I doing yes? Am I doing no? And I think it's really important for us to primarily focus on our individual thoughts, emotions, and conducts before we consider all the other stuff about how the implications are going to affect our community and so forth. Those are important considerations, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the group is doing. What matters for us, because the universe has only given us this one body to look after, is to look after our own thoughts, emotions, and actions, and all the other governing responsibilities we have. And I think that when we do that properly, we will come into contact with other people who are doing it properly. And through our own individual methods, we may create a group, collective, and create a larger benefit for our community. But it's a really complicated experience we're in. You know, we've got the stars and the sun and the oceans and the animals and all the interests. We're in this very thick soup of, you know, complexities. But I really do like that unification, because for me, the ultimate unification is the unification of myself and all the interests that I have and all the interests and, you know, things that I like and things that I don't like. Again, not only is this experience very confusing, but so is each individual. And perhaps through meditation, stillness and silence practices, where we really simplify things like our deep breathing, we can unify ourselves to be the best we can be. And then I think the universe will help unify us with others that are vibrating along the same frequencies. Mm-hmm. How about you, Chief? What do you think about all that?
Well, I really was thinking about it a lot over the last week, and it was one of the things that I realized with working so long with Counselor Fari. And a lot of the times we would go through very successful times together, and she related it always to unity.
Mm-hmm.
Like we would achieve like different things, like in her workshops and some of her endeavors, and she would always relate it back to unity, because I would get to the point and I'd like wonder and ask, like, how was this done? How were you able to do these things? And a great example was some of the buildings that she built for Native housing, and she done it all through unity.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of great things in the world are done through unity. And so this is how we're going to rebuild this earth to a better place. And it can only be done by unity of all of us.
Absolutely.
All of us in humanity to get together and have one thought in mind for the protection of all generations, for all races, for all colors, for all genders. You know, we have to be unified in that human growth. And to be successful in doing that, it's going to take unity and unification. And it takes a lot of effort. It's not an easy thing. Nothing in this world is easy. The only things that are easy in this world are negative and crime. And so we know we're on the wrong path when our lives are too easy. So when we got a real rough world and job on this earth, we know we're doing something right. And yeah, so I really appreciate your words, your wisdom, and all the special things that you bring to our program. It's always awesome and amazing.
Absolutely.
And we thank you. And
absolutely. Thank you, Chief. I'm very honored to hear your words and ideas as well. It is where there's no doubt that we do have to unify and all be thinking and feeling and appreciating
mm-hmm.
the same values.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to move a mountain by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we do unify, just like Counselor Fari taught us very well, you know, to bring everybody together and get everybody facing the same direction, looking at the same things, then that's where we're all going to go. So
yes.
I'm always grateful to get up online and share some of this stuff with our listeners and between ourselves and Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. Thank you so much for having me on the show again today.
Yes, awesome so much. And we wish you have a great rest of your week and weekend. Lots of love and blessings to you.
Thank you, brother. All the best to you too and everybody listening around the world. Bye for now.
All right. Bye-bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk. Coming up next, we have a special interview from an international law lawyer from the United Nations. His name is Dr. Akfan. He's my brother from another mother. So we're going to First off, we're going to play him a very special song from Mozart. It's a remix, and it's from Rock Nardin, and I believe it's a piece called Don Giovanni. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Thank you for listening. Enjoy, everyone. We're back. That was from Mozart. What an epic cover. And for an epic man, we played that, Dr. Akvan. And without further ado, here's the interview. Okay, welcome, Dr. Akvan, one of our world achievers. We thank you for joining us here on Free Voices, and today we have a subject on unification. And with all your experience as an international law lawyer for the United Nations and all your experience of all these world atrocities and wars and genocides and what you've witnessed, we would like to get your expert opinion on what it takes to obtain unity
and sustain unity through unification. Would you please enlighten us?
Well, thank you, dear brother, for this invitation to Free Voices. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners. And in response to your question, I would say that the exact conversation that we're having now, profound reflection on our role in building a better world, is integral to a solution to the violence and the corruption and the ills that are afflicting humankind. And if we look at humankind as one interdependent, indivisible body, we think that, like our own bodies, if we live a healthy life, then we will see the benefits. And conversely, if we are living a life in ignorance and harming our health, then in the long term we will suffer the consequences. So it's important not to be chasing the headlines if we want to understand why humankind is afflicted with war, poverty, corruption, climate change, all of the issues that concern us. These have been in process for quite some time, and they make the headlines because they are in effect the symptoms of a deeper disease, a deeper illness. But to look on the bright side, the course of human history is propelling us irresistibly towards what the great thinker Desjardins called the planetization of humankind. For the first time in history, it is almost impossible not to recognize the wholeness, indivisibility, interdependence of one humankind occupying one common home, the planet Earth. Once upon a time, this would have been a kind of prophetic vision of the future. Today, we are living the reality of it. So in a sense, the reason why we see the troubles that are surrounding us today is not because of simply a lack of idealism on the part of not just world leaders, but also the people that support and follow them. We, the ordinary people, so to say, are integral to any kind of solution, and the idea that the leaders are going to solve our problems is entirely unrealistic. But if we look at why we have these problems, it's not just a lack of idealism. I would say it's also a lack of realism. Because when I was in the United Nations and we would talk about human rights and justice, the diplomats and, you know, the policymakers and the people who looked at the world through the prism of money, power, status would say, well, you're unrealistic. You have to be realistic. Well, today, it is unrealistic not to understand that we must recognize the oneness of humankind occupying a single home, not because of some visionary, naive ideal, but as a matter for survival, as a matter for survival. And this brings me to the issue of climate change. While the leaders of the world are involved in geopolitical rivalries and conflicts, whether it's Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, Russia, we see it all over the world. While the billionaires are accumulating ever more obscene amounts of wealth, while ordinary people are struggling to feed their families, we have looming over us the catastrophic consequences of climate change, which will spare no one. And the climate system, because it's a reflection of nature, it's a reflection of creation, knows no boundaries. Those boundaries that we've created which allow us to say, well, that's the problem of the others and not my problem, which allows us to be narcissistic and self-centered. Those boundaries only exist in our minds, because in the world of nature, in the world of creation, the reality, the inescapable reality, is interdependence. So what we know from the science is that every year is becoming the hottest year on record. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to survive, we must immediately put aside all of these divisive, destructive, completely anachronistic ideologies and figure out a global solution to what is a global problem. We must dramatically, immediately, radically reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We must